Thursday, 26 November 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I'll tell you, I'm rejoicing today. This broadcast is targeted for Thanksgiving Day. I sure thank the Lord for living in a country where our forefathers saw fit to set aside a day for Thanksgiving. It is said that Thanksgiving is an American holiday. Well, I'll tell you what, it ought to be the theme cry for God's people every day. We ought to be a thankful people. Old Dr. Bob Jones Sr. used to say, when the fires of gratitude die on the altar of a man's heart, that man is well nigh hopeless. Well, let's have prayer. Father, do bless now. Thank you for families that are gathering today. Now, Lord, I pray for those who are grieving over loved ones departed. Many people are long ways from home and can't get home to be with their loved ones. But, oh God, I'm glad that nobody is anywhere where thou cannot be. For even unto the ends of the earth, you said that you will be with us. Lord, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world, end of this age. And we thank you for it in Jesus' precious name. But I pray that you'll especially bless these listening today, encourage their hearts. And God, may we not be numbered among the unthankful, but rather may we be a thankful people to thee for who thou art and what thou hast done for us and what thou art doing and what we're confident that thou will do. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. My wife taught our kindergarten class here at the Calvary Baptist Church many years ago when we first started our kindergarten. She taught it for 15, 17 years, something like that. And she had different scriptures that she would have the kindergarten to memorize. And one of the scriptures that the kindergarten students memorized was Psalm 100. And as my dear wife and I read through the Bible and we get to Psalm 100, she'll just say, let's quote this time. And she'll just get it right down the line. And I sure thank the Lord for it. Maybe you know it as well. If you do, just quote it along with us. I know some of you are driving, and I'm well aware that many of our regular Calvary Hour audience are not with us today because you're off work. They're off work, and thankfully they're with families and enjoying a time together. And I also want to remind those of you who are in driving distance of New Bern, North Carolina, God willing, at 9 o'clock we'll be starting our Thanksgiving service. It's our annual service, lasts 1 hour. And we'll have songs and we'll have testimonies and a short message from the Word of God. Promise you, we stop promptly at 10 o'clock. It's kind of like a radio broadcast because we know people have got responsibilities and families to be with and turkeys to cook and so forth. But we like to spend this time together. I believe that's the spirit of Thanksgiving, gathering to be thankful to God for what He has done for us. Aren't you thankful that our forefathers love God enough that they would set aside a day and proclaim a day for Thanksgiving? I'll tell you, I am. Now, in Psalm 100, let's read this, if you will, or quote it with me. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Make a joyful noise, first of all. Oh, thank God we can lift up our voice in praise to Him. And then, not only that, but we can serve the Lord, and He tells us how we should serve Him. We should serve Him with gladness. You know, we'll either serve Him with gladness or sadness, and I'm no holier than thou art. There's time when I'm sad as well, but I am so glad we can serve the Lord with gladness. We can be thankful to our Lord. And then He says this, come before His presence with singing. Well, you say, preacher, I can't sing. You can in God's sight. Even the dumb, those who cannot speak. I don't mean intellectual. I'm speaking about those who cannot sing in their heart. They can sing to the Lord. And you know, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so I'll tell you, this is one command of our Lord, admonition of our Lord, that everybody can fulfill. And let me say to those of you behind bars today that are listening to the Calvary Hour today, God bless you. My heart goes out to you. I too wish you could be with your families. I do. And I'm not being superficially pious, but I thank God that the Lord is with you there. And I look forward to the day, God willing, when you will be able to be with your families. But let me encourage you also to come before His presence with singing. I know Brother Dwight Williams says that he does a lot of his singing when he's listening to the radio and he's in the car by himself. He just lifts up his voice. I used to do some of my singing when I was flying. Now, I don't know what it is about it, the altitude, but it releases some pressure on your vocal folds. You can tell I've got a scratchy voice now, but I'd be flying along, just me and the Lord flying along together and just singing. I could hit notes up there that I couldn't hit down at sea level. Well, wherever we are, God help us to come before His presence with singing. And then I'm glad there's some things we can know, aren't you? Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. Let us all be thankful that we're not the product of evolution, but we are the result of a direct creation by God Almighty, who formed our bodies from the dust of the ground and breathed into Adam the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people. I'll tell you, that's a blessing. That's a comfort. You're going to be somebody's people. I remember reading about a man who was up in Union Station. I believe that's what it's called in Chicago, the big train station up there. And he had on his suitcase written, "I'm a fool for Jesus." People would come by and they'd look at that and they'd snicker and laugh and they would give a sign that this man's off his rocker. And when they walked by and looked back at him for a final look, he had something written on the other side of his suitcase. And it was simply, "Whose fool are you?" On one side, "I'm a fool for Jesus." On the other side, "Whose fool are you?" Dear friend, if you're saved today, aren't you thankful to be numbered among the people of God? Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people. And then, I don't know how far we can get with this next one. God willing, we'll continue this on the broadcast tomorrow. But not only are we His people, but we are the sheep of His pasture. He is the great shepherd. We read that in John chapter 10. We read that in other places in the precious Word of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the great shepherd. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the chief shepherd. And what a blessing it is when we're saved to be His people. And the Bible says, "And the sheep of His pasture," God willing, we'll get to that on the next broadcast. In the meantime, let me remind you again that if God so wills, we'll be having our annual Thanksgiving service located in New Bern, North Carolina, Calvary Baptist Church at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Church is located 1821 Rem, R-H-E-M, Rem Avenue. Now, I'm well aware this broadcast goes literally around most of the world, but there are some people living within driving distance who would like to attend a Thanksgiving service. It begins, God willing, promptly at 9 a.m. and concludes at 10. Also, if you would like directions to the church, you can go on our website. The website is www.calbapt, like you're abbreviating Calvary Baptist, www.calbapt.org. Also, since this is Thanksgiving Day, the year this broadcast is targeted for, the date of the year this broadcast is targeted for, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving today. And let's be a thankful people, not just today, but every day of our lives. May we enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Let's be thankful unto Him. and bless his name. O God, we thank thee, we praise thee, we bless thee for thy love to us, thy grace toward us, thy provisions for us, thy protection. In Jesus' name, amen. Please join us next broadcast if you can.